Okay, that looks like the end of the tune up. We're looking at the web SDR, and thank you to the Western web SDR for getting back on now. I know there's a lot of users there. So, the stations I have on net this morning for the heavy metal net. Overseas stations I have so far, PA3HCO, that's Jan. Good morning to you, Jan. You're on the list, because I just heard you on your BC610. PA3BOH, Trevor, good morning to you. That's the overseas stations I have. And then UK stations I have M1PVC, G4EJM, Mike. I heard Andy mention G3OJY, and Martin, good morning to you, G3YJO. So they're the stations I have on list at the moment. Are there any other overseas or British territory stations, such as Guernsey, Jersey, Isle of Man, any overseas stations that wish to call in? Please put the call sign in now.
Yes, good morning. This is Foxtrot 4, Victor, Sierra, Charlie.
MJ, yeah, Roger, Ian, F4VSC. Are there any other overseas or British territory stations? This is MJ listening.
So, Wellcock 3, Yankee, Tango Echo, GD3YTD.
MJ, Roger, GD3YTD. I think that might be Peter, Isle of Man. Didn't quite get the prefix there, but I thought it was GD3YTD, but I think that's Peter. You're on the list. Any other stations? This is MZA MGA listening. Stations. Any other UK mainland stations? This is MZA MGA listening.
George 8, Uniform Radio Echo, GUI.
Hello, MRA.
MZA MGA, Roger, GUI. Good morning, Jonathan. Are there any other UK mainland stations? In fact, are there any other stations, heavy metal stations, wishing to join the net? This is MZA MGA listening. MGA, nothing heard and nothing seen on the Western Web SDR. Let's start going around the stations and asking the question about the weight, not of themselves, but of their transmitters and power supplies. And I'm sure they'll all add up to over 100 weight. Let's start off with Jan. Good morning to you, Jan, with your SCR-499, otherwise known to me as the BC-610. I'm wondering if you know the weight of your station there. Round to you, Jan. PA3HCO. PA3HCO. This is Mike Zero. Mike Golf Alpha.
Station with kilowatts.
Yeah, G0NRK.
Yes, okay, can I have the microphone now?
Yeah, go ahead, Jan, go ahead.
Yes, okay, I have some other stations also on frequency here. Okay, good morning, everybody. Just what you said, name me on this side is Jan. The call is Papa Alpha 3, Hotel Charlie Oscar. Name me on this side is Jan, Julius Alpha November. And I'm running the SCR 499 there. And I just looked in the papers how many weight, and it is, for me it's strange, 400 LB. And I looked it out, and it was 182 kilograms. Yeah? So the transmitter is 182 kilograms. And then, that will be just what I supplied, what it is there. Because there are four, places where you can pick up the transmitter. Yeah? 182 kilograms is it here on this side. I saw the power was this morning almost 400 watts, so it's doing very well. Lots of power this morning also, and it's working good. I heard you also on the BC342 at the moment. You have a very good signal now here on this side, Martin. So I'm listening on the the BC 342, and that's also in the chest with the,
yeah, all the things around us here on this side.
Antenna this side, inverted V, open line, 2 times 20 meters, and in Johnson Viking tuner here on this side, eh?
Not the original tuner,
because I don't like, this one is a little bit better for open line here, so. Most of the chassis who I have heard were very strong here, so this morning, also Ian was strong here, Trevor was good, Martin, the other Martin, was a little bit overmodulated, but maybe that will be correct here.
I think back to you, Martin, eh? I think that was the right way to do it.
And I have heard you were also busy with the BC, the WS53 set, eh?
I have spoken to the guy and
yes, I pushed him to sell it to you, Martin.
Okay, and back to you, M0, MGA,
Papa Alpha 3, Hotel Charlie Oscar.
Over.
Papa Alpha 3, Hotel Charlie Oscar, this is Mike 0, Mike Golf Alpha. Yes, good signal strength there, 5.9 plus 10 there, Jan. Just to acknowledge a KW station and NRK, I think that's Tony. I've got you on the list and we'll give you a call soon. Jan, on your SCR-499, 182 kilograms, wonderful, good weight there and good power to weight ratio there. I will try you on the second round as well, but no doubt some other stations giving you reports as well. 5.9 plus 10. Trevor, in the Netherlands as well. BA3BOH, this is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha.
Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha, this is BA3BOH. I can't beat that, so I think I'm in 1.5 hundred weight for the power supply. That's the colleague. I rattled these numbers off, which colleague 3449 on other night. And avionics needs about satisfied for 1.5 hundred weight. 767 U-11 receiver exciter. 548 U-11 power up required. The separate power control module load screen. But just over 100 weight. So they qualify without the power supply. And that's the Rockwell Polyton, F-132. Running just low power at the moment, 50 watts. Next time around, I will put it on at the high power. A normal headset with
PA3BOH, this is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha. 2.5 hundred weight there, Trevor. That's a good weight there with your equipment, and not something I'd want to lift certainly in one go, or indeed perhaps I wouldn't want to do a two-man lift with all of that. Okay, 5.9 there, Trevor. 5.9 into Whitehill in Hampshire. Moving things on to Central Brittany with your heavyweight, Ian. F4VSC, this is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha.
Yes, okay, Martin. Well, compared to what's already been on, my setup is a positive lightweight. So this is the LG300. It's the original LG300 Mark II, I believe, transmitter. And it's a homebrew power supply modulator, not built by me, but by another VMiles member some time ago. I've weighed things up. Between them, they weigh up in 1.4 kilowatts, 100 weight, 1.4 100 weight. Kilowatts would be something different, wouldn't it? So I believe. And yes, the two stations, I'm not sure if you did get them both, with Jonathan, G-A-U-R-E, and G0NRK. Normally I don't hear NRK at all, but I was hearing him this morning. PA3HCO, good morning, Jan, on your 610, 5 and 9. And Trevor, I think you said it's a BC419. I know you said it weighs 2,500 weight anyway. 5 and 7, Trevor. That's what I'm running here. So back to you from Foxtrot 4, Victor, Sierra, Charlie.
Fox 4, Victor, Sierra, Charlie, this is Mike Colfalfa. Well, 5.9 plus 10, Ian, on your 1.400 weight LG300 and homebrew, so well done there, and it's good that we're getting all the weights and measures in here. It's well done, that's good to hear that. So let's move things on to the Isle of Man, I believe, and I wonder if there's any motorcycling going on there today. I think it's GD3YTD, GD3YTD, this is Mike Colfalfa. For listening.
I'm running the platform 322, which weighs in at 200 feet with its power supply. So that's what we're running here. About 100 hertz so that's the give you a couple of notes in there. I'm receiving everybody on that road in order to bring here about 11.
The GD3YTD, this is Mike Zero, Mike Alfalfa. Okay there, Peter, about 4 and 8, Direct, 4 and 8, but could you tell me the equipment again? Back to you, GD3YTD, this is Mike Zero, Mike Alfalfa. Roger there, Peter. 322. I thought it was, but there was some QRM there, and that was taking you out a bit. But that's the 322 you're using. Great to have you on net this morning on that piece of equipment. I was going to use it, but it was too noisy for net control, so I just stuck with the 813 linear. Okay, that's it on the overseas stations on this round. We will go again on another round. Let's move on to UK stations and over to Paul, M1PVC. Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha.
M0 MGA, Mike 1 Papa Victor Charlie. Yes, okay there, Martin. I see I've drifted slightly high. I'll leave it there because we have the carrier merchant on again. Anyway, lovely signals. But first of all, the equipment here. Well, like Ian, I'm using relatively lightweight. I don't quite get the figures that Ian got, but of course, like me, he's got a homebrew power supply modulator of almost unknown weight. Anyway, I've calculated. Lab gear are quite coy. They say the RF deck, it's in two cabinets, the RF deck and the modulator power supply. They say the RF deck weighs approximately 50 pounds. Now my power supply modulator has got really heavy iron in it, so that weighs at least 100 pounds. So that's 150 pounds, and the outboard audio gear weighs about 15 pounds. So I reckon 165 pounds, which is exactly 75 kilograms here, so it qualifies. So there you go. Nice reports. Martin, you're 25 over. Jan, Trevor and Ian were 10 over. And Pete was 5 over. And yes, on the 322. Back to you, Martin.
From M1PVC.
M1PVC, this is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha. Yeah, as a carrier merchant there at... Hopefully they'll jump off in a moment. That's 5.9 plus 10, 5.9 plus 20, Paul, on your LG300 and 165 pounds, nice bit of weight there. let's move things on to Mike. I wonder what you're on, Mike. Is it an ocean span, maybe? G4EJM, this is Mike Zero, Mike Off Alpha.
M4MJ, Gulf 4 Echo Juliet, Mike, returns. Well, I thought I'd have the ocean span, Martin. This is the RCO ET4336, the T transmitter, and which weighs in at 550 pounds. 550 pounds without the plug-in that Wilcox gave VFO, which is a good few more pounds. And of course you've got the AR88 receiver with it, and you're only I had it there. So there we go, and it's just checking all the wires. It's not been used for quite a while, so I need to keep an eye on things. Thinking near enough on frequency.
I was round
the mic going down a little bit before. Anyway, my name's Mike, and the TTH Stoke Content, also emailed me by now. And Stoke Contract's up in the Midlands, Jan. It's about half over in Birmingham and Manchester. And the antenna's a loop, it's a railway horizontal loop. And the antenna condition's excellent, that's why everybody's trying to be in touch here. PTU was a very nice signal. GD3YTE. And I heard the HNR call in as well, not too strong, but about an F8. Other than that, nothing giving me a torch 0599 test. These transmitters were used during the war and afterwards. A real base transmitter and in ships and whatever. In fact, I was on a ship in the early 70s and there was two of these still on the ship there. So, and they were subsequently used by the BBC, the local broadcast stations, modified somewhat, but nevertheless, this is what they used. So there we go. That's about the story of my Stokes, so I'll pass it back to you, Martin. M0MGA, Gulf 4 Echo Juliet, Mike.
G4EJM, this is Mike Golf Alpha. Yes, lovely signal there, Mike, 5 past 20 on your ET4336, weighing 550 pounds. Wow. Very interesting lifespan the transmitters have there, 1940s to 1970s. That's a good lifespan. And I was just thinking in my mind then, I wonder what other equipments had that sort of lifespan. And certainly in a formal commercial world, because I was thinking maybe 19 sets, but 19 sets were used in the cadets. So would you call that a formal commercial world? I'm not sure. But certainly that's a long period of time for a transmitter. When you consider the one that I'm on at the moment, there's probably 15 years of service on the 321, probably 15 years of service. So that's a good lifespan. Okay, moving things on to Andy. I think you're on next. G4OJY, this is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha.
Yes, M0MGA, G4OJY, yes, good morning to everybody. Well, everybody, very good signal this morning. The Continental stations are 5 and 9, and other stations are 5 and 9 plus. Name is Andy, and located in County Durham, about 10 miles west of the city of Durham. And this morning I'm running my homebrew wireless F53 clone. That weighs about £400, and it's 2813s in the modulator, welding UM4 mod transformer, and 2813s in the power amplifier, and all in one rack apart from the T supply, which is in a wheel trolley, because it's otherwise the whole thing would go through the floor of the shack there. And listing on an R1 as well, which adds another 100 weight or so to the weight, so probably total mass about £500. Anyway, back to you, M0MGA, G4OJY.
MGA. Roger, I think that was Tony NRK. You're on the list there, Tony. Andy, on your transmission there, on your homebrew 53 set with 400 pounds weight with a receiver of R107, also adding to the weight. 5 and 9, probably plus 5. We'll give you plus 5 there on that over there, Andy. Good moderation. That's a nice setup there with the valve lineup. It keeps prompting me to get my 53 sorted, and it's making slow progress actually. And I can say that there is progress, but more later. Let's move things on to Martin, who is on a real 53 set, I presume. G3YJO, this is Mike Golf Alpha.
M0 MGA G3YJO. Well, I'm on the medium weight equipment this morning, so the 53 set and R107 is sitting beside me. But this morning, I'm on the wireless set 52, which comes in at just over 200 pounds, so nearly 200 weight in the current configuration. And that's running out to a full wave loop. I guess also I have a 12 set and R107 just sitting opposite, so that's also fairly weighty. But anyway, on the 52 set, very good signals this morning. Martin, you're plus 20, Trevor was plus 5, Paul plus 20, Jan plus 10, Mike plus 20, OJY, Andy plus 5, Ian in France plus 10, and Peter up in Isle of Man plus 5. One comment, and it's about the 19 set. I came across these in military use in 1975 on the coast of North Africa. So they were still being used formally in 1975. Anyway, the name is Martin QTH Guildford, for those that don't know, and it's a lovely morning, but very windy. Back to you, Martin. M0 MGA G3YJO.
G3YJO, M0 MGA. Well, lovely signal there, Martin. 5.9 plus 10 on your wireless set 52. You caught me out there, because I just automatically thought it would be a 53. But of course, they're a heavy set as well, weighing in at 200 pounds. And interesting to hear the longevity of the 19 set in formal use. Maybe that's a point for discussion at a later time. Keeping things moving round to another Martin, from Martin, G40SX. This is M0 MGA.
MGA, Ian Group, G40SX.
Good morning, Martin. My name's also Martin, and we're located in Brinklow,
between Coventry and Rugby in the middle of the UK. And this morning, running a sort of 1950 naval equipment, the Type 618H transmitter, and its accompanying receiver and power supply, which weighs in for the transmitter at 70 pounds, receiver 64 pounds, power supply 128, total 262 pounds. So a fairly medium weight set of equipment. A mobile 64 bar, Simon's cat called Paddy, who's making a few noises which you might hear in the background. This equipment, and I'm reading from the book, was a general purpose low power transmitter fitted in all classes of ships to replace types TCS 607, 608, and 660EQR. So a piece of Admiralty gear from the mid 50s. At the moment it's crystal controlled. There's a slot on the front of the transmitter with 8 crystal sockets on it. And the transmitter's quite good because it's got an inbuilt aerial changeover relay. Quite a comprehensive ATU. It'll turn into pretty much anything. And it's also got a dummy load within it. So it's got the transmitter's got the dummy load, aerial changeover, and ATU all within it. It's all monitored off, and the output from the transmitter is 3 5B254Ms, and currently just over 70 watts on the clock. And the 70 watts goes into a
$100 event, open wire feeder, 80mm spaced open wire feeder, to about 90 meters in circumference. So that's the story here. There was also a 618M, which was a medium frequency transmitter, but that wasn't always fitted. Sometimes it was a 618H with a 618M plus the receiver, which was labeled CAS, Charlie Alpha Sugar. So this is a 618H stroke outfit. So back to you. You might be able to hear the cat actually. Oh, and the microphone is a carbon microphone in a very heavy Admiralty handset with a rather splendid rubber spit catcher and a chromium plated bezel around both the earpiece and the mouthpiece. And it's a very heavy moulded thing. It's an aluminium substructure with a phenolic material moulded on the outside. It's probably 4 or 5 times heavier than any other handset I've ever seen. So back to you. Hello, Martin, and well done for running the net. Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
G4JSX, this is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha. Well, Martin, a lovely signal there, 59 plus 15 on your 618H shipped transmitter, and a great weight there. I've given you 262 pounds, as you said, and plus I've added £2 on to your carbon microphone, so we'll give you a grand 264. Well done there, Martin. I'm surprised you didn't add that in as well on your comments, but you did at the end, I'm getting £2, bag of sugar. Thanks Martin, and we'll call you in on the next round for some more interesting information. Moving things down to Chichester, Jonathan, but we have two stations left on the list after Jonathan. Apologies, I haven't read out the full list, but there's a KW station and Tony Deezer NRK, and then I'll give an all stations and we'll go around once again. Round to Jonathan in Chichester with your heavyweight, G8URE, this is M0MGA.
Good morning.
I'll just back off on the drive a bit.
There we are. M0MGA and the heavy metal net. This is George 8 Uniform Radio Echo. Name Jonathan, QTH Chichester. Chichester on the south coast of the UK. And this morning using the C13 with amplifier number 7. C13 with amplifier number 7, and we weigh in at £207, and then there would normally be a stack of 24 volt batteries driving this thing, so I don't know what that would add it up to in real life, but I'm using switch mode power supplies, so they don't weigh very much, and with a normal normal consumption would have been about 29 amps at 24 volts. I'm running it backed off in AM mode, so not quite that input power. So all stations here, well, 9 plus, no problem, every station. So and the sun's come out, so we had a very, very windy and very wet evening, and very wet night, so it's nice to see that things are drying out, the sun's come out. So back to you, Martin. M0MGA and the heavy metal net, this is George 8 Uniform Radio Echo in sunny Chichester. Over.
G8URE, this is Mike Golf Alpha. Well, Jonathan, lovely signal on the C13 high power, which was specially modified from phase modulation to work with amplitude, so it's always good to hear. 5 and 9 plus 10, and weighing in at £207, so a good weight there, and of course you're running switch mode power supply rather than batteries, so it could be a lot more, but many of us know that the C13 plus the linear, the amplifier is a big weight. Okay, thanks Jonathan. Let's move on to the last two stations on my list. I wish to call into the heavy metal net with equipment over 100 weight, that's over £112. This is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha, listening. MGA, Roger, G3LEO. I'm not sure whether there's another station there. Couldn't quite pick one out, but there might have been. Paul, did you hear any other station, MGA listening?
There was another station, but he was far too quiet. I couldn't pick him out, Martin. Back to you.
Positions 2E0, let's see him. Say again call sign, over.
Roger, 2E0WRY,
yeah, I think that could be Cecil. Okay, good morning, Gerald. Thank you for that. Let's pass it over to you, Gerald, and check out the weight of the equipment that you might be using this morning. Round to you, G3LEO. This is Mike Golf Alpha.
Mike Golf Alpha, and the loop, G3LEO. Very good morning to you. Lovely signal. 5 and 9++. I literally only just come into the wireless room, so I'm not so sure who else is on or what's going on other than heavy metal. And needless to say, I'm using the 12-step with a new carbon mic insert, which was kindly sent to me by Tony. So I have to find, okay, G3LEO, bye for you.
G3LEO, Mike Golf Alpha. Well, a lovely signal there, Gerald. 5, 9+10 on your 12 set, and the carbon microphone working well. But I'm sure you'll get some better reports as we go down in the net. This is the heavy metal net for transmitters and associated equipment, weighing in more than 100 weight, which is 112 pounds UK 100 weight as we know it. Okay, so let's move things on to the top of the list and go to overseas British territory stations, and hopefully Jan is still there on his SCR 499. PA3HCO, PA3HCO, this is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha listening for you.
Yes, yes. Oh, what's the problem? Wait a moment. Some trouble here.
PA3HCO, this is Mike Golf Alpha. I wasn't quite sure whether that was a short over or another station calling in. Paul, could you help me out there? M1BBC, MGA.
No, I'm there.
Yeah, it was Ian, he's got a problem. Go ahead, Ian.
Yes, okay. I want to try to come with another equipment here, with the BC669, with the BC669. And then I had one antenna on the other transmitter, so that's why it was a little bit difficult. But next time, when the next time is a heavy metal net, I try to come first with the BC669, and that's also a little bit more than 300 pounds. That's a little bit more than 300 pounds. So that's also good for the heavy metal net. But just what I said, now let's go again with the BC669. Okay. Let's see, I always fixed on the BC342, so that's why I don't have an S match or something reading. So I only have the station where I heard Trevor, Papa Alpha 3, Bravo Oscar Hotel, very strong here also on this side. Very strong, Trevor, no problem at all, so here you are. Ian was also good here, but not so strong as the rest, but I have heard you here on this side. I think it was also with the LPA300. Then there was a golf station from the island of Man. I have read it, but it was a little bit dark in its audio, so that's why it was a little bit difficult for me to hear him. But I have heard him here on the BC-322, so through the island of Man, I think it also was very good. I don't know what kind of equipment he had, but just what I said, it was a little bit difficult to hear him. And I have always struggled with the calls, with call signs. It's sometimes too difficult for me. Mike with this horizontal loop. I think it was a Mike Force station, but I'm not sure. Let's see, then I have written down something. Then there was a station with a Homebrew 53 set.
It was also very good here, eh? Martin, a Gulfstream Yankee Juliet Oscar with his WS-52. Not so strong, not so strong. Martin, you are always the strongest here, eh? Mike Hill, Michael Alpha. Your signal is always strong here on this side. You are stronger than M1 PVC, eh? So your signal is very, very, very good. Let's see, then I have written down. Then there was, an other Martin, but... yeah, I think also when the 53 said, but... Oh, Jonathan was also strong here, eh? Who was next to him. Jonathan was also strong here, but... Yeah, he's gone, eh? He's gone, eh? Sorry for that. And I think he was working with an 618T or something like that, eh? Then there was a station, I think, was the AT-13. Then I heard Young. Let's see, Gulfstream, Lima Echo Oscar, I think it was, L-E-O, with a stroke there, very, very strong, very impressed, that Gulfstream station there, it was Gulfstream L-E-O, or something like that, with a stroke set, he was also very, very strong here on this side. Well, I was a little bit surprised about his signal. Then there was a 2-0-W station. I could hear his audio, but I could not manage all the things he said. So that was very, very difficult for me. But I could hear him, but yeah, just what I said, only a little bit audio, but nothing more. Okay, Martin, it's nice to hear the heavy metal net. I always liked the big transmitter, the 53, the 52 set, so... May the G1509 and that kind of stuff, eh? Okay, back to you. I just want to say, the next time I will come back, the next time when there is a heavy metal net, I come back with my BC669 and I saw a little bit in the altogether, it's almost a little bit more than 300 pounds, so that will also do, Okay, back to you. Long version here on this side. Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha.
Alpha 3.
Hotel, tell your staff. Over.
Goedemorgen, Golf No Tango, Bravo, India.
Golf 4, Whiskey Papa Delta.
G4GN, Golf 4, Golf Echo November. G4GEN.
PA3HCO, this is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha in the heavy metal net. Roger that, Jan, and just acknowledging G0TVI calling in there and G4GN, and there was another station there calling into the heavy metal net. We'll put you at the bottom of the list there and call you in if there is time, because we only have 15 minutes to the end of the heavy metal net. So let's move things on to Trevor in the Netherlands. Hold on a minute. Let's just give a report to Jan, PA3HCO, on that beautiful SCR-499. 5 and 9 there, Jan. And looking forward to you coming back on the BC-669 on the next heavy metal net. So, back to Trevor, also in the Netherlands. PA3BLH, this is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha, listening for you. PA3BLH, this is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha, calling you in.
Yeah, okay, I just put it on high power, I'm not on low power at the moment, sorry about that. I won't give any report, because I think the other reports will be about the same as mine. Because we're running for all the newcomers there. And, yeah, if you come on with 669, I'll come on with my four-four, which is the helicopter 1612, the previous vessel, the helicopter 669, so that's one for a marine, so I know quite a heavy one, which is next time we have that will do that. But anyway, just a couple of things to add. This is a marine topic about a Navy ship, but I'm pretty sure this is a router. I think you will know that. I've just looked up the that's 5,000. So if I wanted to use the original power supply with this, I think I need 5,000 plus. So anyway, that's the situation. Yep. I don't think there's anything. I'll keep it going there. I'm passing back to you there.
Over
PA3BOH, Mike Golf Alpha. 5 and 8 on that over there, Trevor, 5 and 8. Good to hear you on the second round of the heavy metal net for stations over 112 pounds. That's over 100 weight. There's three more overseas stations and the British territories, and then I'll bring in the new joiners. We've got 10 minutes left before the start of the formal VMARS net, so we'll see how we get on with that. So the next overseas station is round to Central Brittany, who is weighing in at 1.400 weight. Round to you, Ian. F4VSC, this is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha.
Yes, okay, Martin. Yes, 1.400 weight, that's 50 pounds for the transmitter, well in excess of 96 pounds, which is the published weight for the lab gear power supply modulator, around 1.4 kilowatts. Underweight. Okay, I won't give it loads of reports. All stations are 5 and 9 plus, except GD3YTD, who was 5 and 7, NRK and FAU, nothing heard, and 20WRY, nothing heard, and that's Lorry, by the way, up in the northeast. Back to you, Martin, F4VSC.
F4VSC, Mike Golf Alpha. Yes, thank you, Ian. That was a good 5 and 9. 5 and 9 on that over, and apologies to 20WRY, it's a lorry and not Cecil. Yes, thank you for that. Okay, let's keep things moving. Round to the Isle of Man with Peter on his Clansman 322. I think Jan was asking about that. That's Peter from the Isle of Man on his Clansman 322. GD3YTD. This is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha, for listening. GD3YTD, this is Mike Golf Alpha. Well, Peter, about a 4 and 8 there. It'd be nice if there's just a little bit more modulation, I think. But 4 and 8 there on that over. Thank you for joining the Heavy Metal Net this morning. So the last overseas, the British Territories station we have is Jan, who called in earlier. Jan, that's PA3FAU. Hopefully you can take another over, Jan. I wasn't quite sure whether you'll be here, but let's try. PA3FAU, Papa Alpha 3, Foxtrot Alpha Uniform, PA3FAU, this is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha, in the Heavy Metal Net, listening for you.
It was one and only, Martin.
Okay, Roger, thank you. Yeah, I thought that might be the case. Okay, let's. That's the end of the overseas and British territories the stations. Let's go on to the new joiners for the Heavy Metal Net. Good morning to you, Stuart. G0TBI. This is Mike Golf Alpha, for listening for you.
Yeah, sorry about that, Martin. Just picked up my cup of coffee and tea, etc. Well, I've only heard a few stations, unfortunately. Yourself, 5.9 plus. Let me have a look at this little list I've compiled. It's not in any particular order. WRY, 5 and 5. Gerald Elio, 5.9 plus. Ian VSC, 5 and 9. Jan HCO, would have walked in Jan, 5 and 9, and about 5 dB. Peter Whitey, good solid 5 and 9. I must switch on my 322, actually. It sits on, in pride of place, on a set of racking on one side of my shack. But I haven't been on it for quite a while, actually. I need to do it. The trouble is, it's so much blinking racket. Who else have I heard? I can't think of many other people, actually, I've actually caught on this morning's net, so I won't promote it. I'll put it back over. I'm on the T1509, and, yes, it's heavy. Mike Golf Alpha, G0TBI in the Heavy Metal Group.
G4G and break.
G0TBI, Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha. Yeah, Roger, thanks, Stuart. We'll come on to you immediately, Alan, just as I've commented on Stuart's signal, which is a D1509, weight unknown, but heavy. 5 and 9 plus 20 there, Stuart. Round to you, Alan. No doubt on the 53. G4GN in the heavy metal net. This is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha.
Okay, this is G4GN. And as I said, the 53 is heavy metal, if anything is. I can't lift it. I just wondered, the station from the Isle of Man, I wondered where he's transmitting, because I used to live in the Isle of Man for a while, working on my father's farm there, towards Sodery. And my wife is Manx, and I met her at Port Sodery, but she lived most of her life in a very isolated farm called Walbury. Anyway, this is G4GN. Over.
G4GN, MJ, yes, roger that, Alan. I'm not quite sure whether Peter is there, but I wonder if Peter just wants to do a quick response there. GD3YTD, this is Mike Golf Alpha. GD3YTE, MJA. Well, thank you for that. Thanks for that, Peter, and hopefully Alan picked that up. Okay, let's move things on to another station, which I didn't quite get the call sign, but it's very strong here with me. I wonder if there's any other stations that wish to call in to the Heavy Metal Net. So this is Mike Zero, Mike Golf Alpha for listening.
Yeah, that's Andy. Mike Zero, Lima, Sierra Lima.
Andy, go ahead. This is MJA listening.
Yeah, thanks, Martin. So M0LSL returning. Those that don't know me, the name's Andy, Alpha November Delta Yankee, and the QTH is a village called Cranley in Surrey, which is about 8 miles south of Guildford. So this morning, we can qualify as heavy metal. I've got my 321 with the Redifon linear and Redifon linear power supply, but the power supply for the 321 is a Farnell linear PSU, which is hernia territory. People try and carry it around, so I'm sure I'm well over the 100 weight. I've got an AMU in line as well, so that might add a pound or so. That's going out to the 26 foot high doublet, which is about 103 foot long. Good signals this morning. Struggle with lorry. Well, in fact, I didn't hear anything from lorry. Peter over in the Isle of Man wasn't particularly strong, which is unusual because I normally pick him up quite well. The guys out in the Netherlands, good signals, Jan and Trevor, and everyone else is booming it. Really good, yeah, couldn't it? Right, okay, Martin, I'll pass it back, and hopefully we can squeeze a few more people in before the main net. So M0MGA from Mike Zero, Lima Sierra Lima. Back to you, Martin.
M0LSL, M0MGA. Well, 5 and 9 plus 10. 5 and 9 plus 10 there, Andy, and thanks for jumping on the net. We'll keep things moving. We've got 4 minutes to go, and we can get a few signal reports in for some of the stations which are overseas, perhaps. Okay, let's move things to Paul. You were top of the list, and maybe there's a few signal strengths to give to some of the overseas stations. I'm not sure who's running the net this morning, so maybe you can prompt me on that as well. But we'll see how we get on with at least one more over from you, Paul, with some signal reports. M1PVC, this is M0MGA.
M0XHO.
So that was John calling in, XHO. Okay, Martin, well done for running the net. I mean, all the heavy metal signals here were well over the line. With the three interlopers, I suggest not running heavy metal being below 9, those being PA3, FAU, G0LK, probably on the Vanguard, and Lorry and Seaham. They were all really well in down in the box. So really, just everybody with heavy metal coming in as you would expect, with the several stations making 25 over 9, such as Martin YJO, who is net controller. Back to you, Martin, from M1PVC.
M1PVC, Mike Golf Alpha. Yes, thank you for that, Paul. So let's move things on to the new joiner before we pass it on to Net Control. And I'm sure the new joiner in Conway in Wales is using some heavy metal. So maybe John in Conway, you'd like to just let us know the equipment you're using and the approximate weight of it before we pass on to the Net Control. M2E0XHO, this is Mike Golf Alpha.
Well, thank you very much for bringing me in at the last minute. Yes, we're on very heavy metal. It's the T368, and I think it weighs about a quarter of a ton. I have it on a pallet, and I'm so late starting because I had to push it with a pump truck over to the Cromer and connect up its umbilical cord because I've been reorganising the workshop, moving the radio room somewhere else, but that's not gone there yet. So we're still in the Cromer today, and I won't hold on. It's very near net time. I look at it's 8:29, so I'll go and order a cup of tea and join the main net shortly. Back over to you.
MW0XHO, Mike Golf Alpha. Well, there's a man that knows about heavy metal. Well, John, excellent signal. 5 and 9 plus 10 on your heavy metal, which hasn't been scrapped. Well done. Okay, let's move things on to the main net controller for the day, and thank you very much for the heavy metal net. Most interesting with all the equipment. Sorry we didn't do a full two rounds, but there's plenty of heavy metal there that came on net, both overseas and British territories and also UK mainland. So I'll be sending these off and we'll get these reports published, so you'll see those come out in due course. Okay, thank you very much everybody, and round to Martin. G3YJO, this is Mike Golf Alpha.